This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In healthcare, as in much of modern economic life, there's a lot of jargon, acronyms as well, starting with ACA, the Affordable Care Act itself, and devolving into more esoteric terms, shall we say, like dual eligibles and in-person assisters. And one more that Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is going to tell us from the help desk is the key to making healthcare more affordable.
Okay. So what's the healthcare acronym that should take up just a bit of brain space? With apologies to Sesame Street, I get a little help from some coworkers.
A-C-O.
So what is an ACO?
ACO stands for Accountable Care Organization. You may not know what it means, but you may be in one. One in seven Americans is. So basically, an ACO is a group of doctors, nurses, pharmacists working together to improve care and lower the cost of that care. Sometimes it's a simple follow-up call to a patient. Sometimes it's unraveling a mystery. Jeff Brown, who works with three New Jersey-based ACOs, remembers one Trenton guy who kept showing up in the ER.
His wife had recently passed away, and he didn't know how to cook for himself or how to go to the grocery store. And so what the Trenton Health Team determined was that they needed to take this guy home and teach him how to shop for himself and how to prepare some meals.
If that sounds like more work, it is. Shifting people away from expensive ER and hospital stays and towards cheaper primary doctor visits takes effort. Why do that? Money. Dr. Kavita Patel at the Brookings Institution explains providers can get paid more if they meet patient quality benchmarks and keep costs down.
This is one of the few ways that we have of trying to change how we actually interact with patients and providers and cut costs at the same time.
But Northwestern economist David Dranouf says after 20 years experimenting with similar concepts, when healthcare providers have teamed up, we've seen prices rise and consumer choices shrink. Partnerships that can stymie future change.
The way that they decide to deliver medical care in a community will become the way that that community receives its medical care, for better or for worse.
Dranouf says as the creation of ACOs is on the rise, he hopes we proceed slowly. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.